My name's Ernst Kastning. I'm a retired university professor of geology. Taught geology for 28 years, and most of that was in Virginia. I moved up here 4 years ago. I'm originally from the Northeast, as is my wife. I just want to make one comment that Northern Pass, the project is very green. All right, now that I have your attention, I'm reminded of the way I came to know power lines. And I was a scoutmaster in Southwest Virginia. I still own a home there. It's in the Valley and Ridge province. And I would take my boys on long hikes. The Appalachian Trail runs through there. It's the same Appalachian Trail that runs through what we're talking about up here. And we did an overnight hike. We were in the deep woods. It was great. And then suddenly, we entered a corridor of a power line. It was a hot day. Suddenly, it was all this sun. And there was a very distinctive, loud humming noise. And it basically ruined our trip because we were suddenly thrust into that. By the way, if you take one of these fluorescent lights and you go under one of those power lines of that size, hold it up in the air, it'll glow. Now, I'm not going to speak to, because I don't really know for sure. I think the jury's still out on the effects of electromagnetic radiation on humans from power lines. So that was my first experience. Then I learned of something very similar to what's happening here, and that is a power line that was going to run over our community from West Virginia, from coal-derived electric energy, which, by the way, you know, comes from mountaintop removal and other things like that in that part of the world, over our heads, to go due east in Virginia and come out at the populated areas on the East Coast. Very similar to here. No one was going to benefit from it where I was. The other thing I want to mention is along those lines, and I really want two main things real quickly. One is that for 6 years, I worked as a consulting geologist, not during my teaching duties, but as a private consultant, battling power lines. We were moderately successful in getting the route, at least not through the most sensitive area. And I had that experience. The other experience, and I think this is what I want to quickly mention this, because here's the fundamental problem. We have a bigger problem than just supplying power. I know a lot of you have flown on airplanes at night and looked down at cities. Look down even, not at cities, it's just rural areas, and seen all the lights that are on. At night, parking lots that are lit up, there's nobody in them. We can go a long ways doing that. And Department of Energy, that's where one of the focuses needs to be nationally, is on the use of this energy. And I thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Ernest.